update, fam.
Nah, he wishes, but yeah.
Wishes.
Surprise.
Okay.
So when does everyone want to get married?
I want to get, I think 27 is a good age.
And you're 23 now.
I'm 23 now, yeah.
Okay.
I think 27 is a nice age.
I'll say 27.
I feel like that's 26. A good, like, you've lived life a little bit.
You've worked a bit. You know who you are a little bit.
Hopefully a little bit more settled.
You know? What about you, Afolabi? When do you want to get married?
30.
I felt that was coming. But that's, why?
Man. Why 30?
Not get too deep.
Grind, man.
Shut up.
Grind.
No, it's, I just want to be sure, you know, because marriage is permanent, okay? Yeah. And I'm not saying I'm ever going to be in a situation where I won't argue with my partner. I know that's going to happen, but it's just from what I've seen, what I've observed over my very young life, the short amount of time that I've been on earth, I've just observed a lot of relationships, and I've just seen a lot of things go wrong. I know of a couple, you know, I think it was after 6 months, a year, they got married. They've been married for a long time, but it's not really a marriage, if you get what I mean. It's more of, they just live together.
Right, okay.
And I don't want that for myself. So I'd rather I know the person, like I really know the person before I get myself in that situation of marriage, because I'm not looking to have a miserable marriage. I want to have a fruitful marriage, you know. I want colours and stuff in my house. I want Amen. Rainbows. Yeah. You know? Wow. I don't want darkness and rain.
Okay.
You know, British weather in my marriage. Yeah.
Okay.
What about you, Kenny?
I have a question first for Afro. Okay. Would you say that answer is based on fear?
That and, like I said, what I've seen, like, yeah, basically, yeah.
Scaredy
I just
cat.
What do you mean? Yes. Okay, yeah, that's fine. I'm scaredy cat. That's fine. I always used to be the person that wanted to get married, you know, early. You know, I want to have kids young. Yeah, I want Afolabi Junior and Shegu to be running around the house.
Afolabi Junior and Shegu.
but I don't know. I think just over the past couple of years, it's just changed how I feel. It's changed.
So what if you met like a girl now and she's perfect, but because of that fear, you might not really do something that you would do 5 years later because you're more sure, even though you're sure now. But yeah, so what would happen if you met her now?
See, that's the problem, because I fall for people very easily, like me. Like I like... Oh, I'm going to start getting soft.
Soft? Do it.
Like, I like being around somebody. I like spending time with someone. And I'm... Like, the girls that I've spoken to in the past, like, it's, for me, I easily fall for a girl. Like, if it clicks, like, I'll easily fall for her. And, you know, but I'm scared at the same time. I don't...
Of what? What are you scared of?
Oh, why is this about me?
Cry, guys. No, don't worry.
He's going to cry now. Leave him alone.
No, I like it. Afro, this is so...
Afro, but yes, question. Have you been hurt before by someone in the past?
Have I been hurt?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. This is deep.
No comment. No comment.
Yes. Dr. Phil boy.
Yeah, I feel like it's Oprah.
Okay, so let's assume he has been hurt in the past.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Kenny, where do we go from there?
And why do you think at 30 that you won't get hurt by your woman? Why do you think when you get to 30 you're going to be?
I don't know. I've just based that on, you know, I've given myself enough time, you know, to go through trial and error. And then hopefully by the time I'm 30 and I've been with my girl, maybe, I don't know, maybe 3-4 years, 5 years. Then I know her, she knows me. It's cool, let's do it. That's just how I feel.
Okay.
It might change, because like I said earlier, like I can fall for girls very easily. Like I'm like, I like love, you know.
I like affection
and stuff, you know? Like that and all that.
That's
rubbish.
So sweet.
That's nice.
Shows there's still some good ones out there. You know, Enoch.
At one with his sensitivity. So what was your top love language then? Is it quality time?
Words of affirmation.
Really?
Then physical touch.
Oh, sweet.
Okay.
And then quality time is my third one. But the reason I understand why words of affirmation is at the top, because I like it when people encourage me. Because like me, like this year I've been going through my my fitness journey. You know, don't know, I've lost 15 pounds. Zup, zup.
Come on.
And so I like it when people tell me, oh, you're doing well. Because my family don't do that. My sister, mommy, daddy, I'm talking to you. They don't even tell me. They're like, oh, Falabi, you're losing weight. None of that. It's, oh, my little sister, Falabi, you're fat, you know. Uh-uh. You're fat, you see? Yeah.
Wow.
But I like, so it's all jokes, I get it, you know. But yeah, I like words. I like, you know, people encouraging me. I like that. And I like physical touch as well, because I like touching.
Okay.
Is it?
Yeah. I like holding hands and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, holding hands.
No, I'm still being holy. I'm sorry. Still being holy. But like, yeah, I like holding hands and stuff.
Yeah, actually, yeah. We've all taken our love language test. So I want to hear everyone's results. In fact, I thought, you know what? Yeah, earlier I said that my main one was quality time, but
oh, it's changed.
It has changed.
It's changed. It has changed over the course of 20 minutes. What'd you get?
Yeah, I got, well, because it gives you a score as well. It doesn't just give you number. It doesn't give you top five. It actually gives you a score. It gives you a number of how much you scored on each. So my top one was physical touch with 9.
Ooh.
Wow.
You like that physical touch, huh?
Wow.
Act of service.
Okay.
With 7. Mm-hmm. Now here's where it gets interesting. Quality time with 7.
Oh, okay.
Words of affirmation with 7.
Yeah. Oh, what?
And receiving gifts, 0.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Your girl's going to live a cheap life. She's
winning.
Trust me.
She's winning.
Wait, she's winning. You girls, bro, you don't even have to spend money on me. Everyone, just...
Just touch me. Touch me. Just touch me. Oh, my God.
I was waiting for that.
Okay. Just touch me. Yeah, why did he say it like that as well? Just touch me.
Hey, what?
Whoa. What were you going to say there?
Finish it off.
Go on Twitter and find out, innit?
Okay.
Google it. I just like to touch and then you will just find out.
So all three of them, but... What was the top one?
The top one was physical touch.
Okay, so but the other three is
were
equal,
the same. Exactly
were equal
the same,
for you.
Yeah, equal.
Okay, wow. Interesting.
So yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What did you get, Kenny?
Oh, so first one. Remember, I told you that I had two ones that were quite high.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was acts of service with 9.
Okay.
Second one was quality time with 8. Receiving gifts was next with 6. Words of affirmation was 5, and then physical touch 2. And that made a lot of sense to me because I don't like PDA at all. Mm. Like, holding hands is weird to me. Like, I don't like it. Because, like, from a very young age, you just grow up thinking, if one auntie sees me, she's going to tell my mum if I'm holding hands with a girl. So, naturally, it just stayed with me growing up, and I don't like holding hands in public.
Okay. What about linking arms and that, like?
I can do it, but I still won't like it.
Okay.
But that's that one I can do.
Okay. See, that's the thing. You link arm with your like female friends as well, like not just your actual partners. Like,
I don't like it.
Just you know these.
Just not having it.
Because then they'll find out that you are just linking arms
with any girl on the road.
Anyone, you know.
That's that.
Ange, what was yours?
Okay. So this is the first time I've ever done it.
Yeah.
I got quality time, which was 7. Receiving gifts, which was 7.
It's better to give than to receive, Angela. Just remember that one, boy. Yes.
Words of affirmation, which was 7. So all three were the same score. So quality time, receiving gifts, and words of affirmation, they're all the same score. So it was 7, 7, 7.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, then acts of service was 5. And then physical touch was 4.
Okay.
So do you not like PDA either?
No.
Okay. Not about the hand touching, she's walking. Smart. It just.
I'm surprised.
I'm surprised by that one, Angela. Yes, as well,
actually. In public, PDA.
Yeah, public. Yeah, not public one.
Behind closed doors, though.
Behind closed doors, you have to. You know, you have to give yourself to one another when you're married. That is true.
biblical.
It's biblical now. Biblical. What was yours, Chloe? What you get?
Words of affirmation was 10.
Okay.
Acts of service was 8. Quality time is 7. Receiving gifts is 3, and physical touch is 2.
Ooh. Ooh, yeah. Okay.
Wow. I could see that coming though.
Yeah.
Like words of when someone says positive things, that's what I remember most. I'm not that fussed about it. I probably won't even remember what you got me last year. Or unless it's a diamond engagement.
Soon come, boy, diamond.
But like that type of thing, unless you've, as like Enoch was saying earlier, unless someone's really put their thought into it, physical things don't really faze me. But yeah.
Yeah. Guys, if you want to take this test,
I haven't said mine yet.
Take it. Oh, sorry. Yeah, go on.
No. So mine, I got. So with 11 words of affirmation.
Wow.
11 words of affirmation.
Wait, hold on. But what's the highest score you can get?
12.
12? Yeah.
12.
Wow.
So words of affirmation, 11. Acts of service, 8. Physical touch, 6. Quality time, 4. And receiving gifts, 1.
Mike and I like no quality time.
Me not really like the quality time, you know. Just affirm me and encourage me. You know what I mean? Just give me the words of encouragement. But that makes sense to me. Because I like Chloe. Like if people say positive things and speak life into things, and I do really like that. So if my top one is words of affirmation and Chloe's top one is words of affirmation, does that mean that me and Chloe could not be in a relationship because we both want to be affirmed rather than, do you get what I'm saying? Rather than
compromise.
I don't know, Kenny.
what do you think? Naturally, yeah. If you like to do something, if you want something from somebody, you naturally like to do it too, maybe. So I'm thinking, if I... I don't know. If I always like to play a game at someone's house, then when I come back home, I'm normally going to be playing it too. So it's like if you want something from someone else, you do normally give it, don't you? In your case, maybe it might be a thing where, okay, you're used to it and you know how it feels to be lifted up with words of, you know, affirmation. So you know how it feels. So when someone does it to you, you can say, okay, yeah, this feels good. And you can also do it to them because you think that's how I would like to feel. So let me give it back to you.
True. Yeah, so yeah.
Maybe it might be a perfect match, Chloe and Michael.
Dun, dun, dun. Plot twist. Plot twist. You know, Kenny's known for hooking up people as well, you know.
That's what I do. Don't try it.
You're hitch.
Yeah, I'm hitch.
Live. Cool. Chloe. But yeah, like Enoch said, if you guys want to take the test, go to 5lovelanguages.com and you can take it as well. And that way you can find out what do you really want from your partner.
If you're with someone, get them to take it as well, because then that way you learn about each other a little bit more and then you get to understand how to please them a lot better than you do already. Unless you already know your love languages, then do it again just because mine changed. Do it again because mine changed. So yeah.
Sweet. Cool. Since we're talking about taking each other as we are, should we seek to improve ourselves before we get into a relationship? Like for example, Afolabi wants to wait until later on in life to get married. Should we take that time to make ourselves better and then be like, okay, now I'm ready to be in a relationship? Or should we just be in a relationship and grow together as people?
Grow together as people.
Wait, what? You just contradicted yourself.
Did I just contradict myself?
Yeah.
I'll just keep quiet then.
No. Explain your contradiction.
No, because, okay, I have no problems with being in a relationship with somebody immediately. Well, you know, like being in a relationship. We're not married, you know? Marriage and being in a relationship is different. It's that you're taking
paper.
No, it's not about the paper. You're going, in my opinion, what I feel is you're going to a different level when you get married. But being in a relationship with each other, like I said, getting to know each other, knowing who she is, what her, you know, what her traits are, what she likes, what she doesn't like, that's what I would be doing, you know, while we're in a relationship. When we get married, that's saying, I'm committed to you and I want to be with you for the rest of my life. It's different.
Okay.
Oh, see, God. I just explained myself.
Idiot. Anyways. Because I believe that you can still learn some, like, more about your partner when you're married. If anything, once you get married, that's when you start to know even more about them.
Yeah.
Because now you're basically stuck with them. So so now all the things that may have not slipped out before can easily slip out, or even not slip out. Maybe they might even tell you, like, oh yeah, by the way, I don't like it when people do this or that. I mean, I feel like you can always still learn from your spouse. Like, it's not that your relationship beforehand, before marriage, should be the time where you learn everything about them. Because if that was the case, you'll take all your life to learn about them, because this person has been living. So say if you meet someone at the age of 25, let's say this person has been learning and developing themselves for 20 years, so you're saying that you're going to learn all of that within 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, even you're going to learn everything that they've been through.
You won't learn everything.
That's what I'm saying. But you will continue learning after marriage.
Yeah.
So learning doesn't stop. You'll learn from your partner more once you're married to them, because now you've got the rest of your lives to know more about each other.
Okay.
And as you go along, you'll start to realize even the small little bits of detail. You know what I mean? So
you shouldn't seek to improve yourself.
I'm not saying you shouldn't seek to improve yourself. I'm saying that don't let it stop you from, you know, getting on or getting along with someone or trying to, you know, find yourself a good spouse.
Okay.
Any disagreements?
Yes. From Kenny. Yes. But for me to answer this, I have to take you down memory lane with me. I actually did like what Enoch said, because I don't feel you can ever get to a point in life where you know everything about everything. Like, there's always something you can learn when you're with someone. There's always something you can be better at doing, X, Y, Z. So, with me, I think that you should try and get better yourself. Because, I was with someone.
Right. Story time.
This is going back. So, I was with someone, and she was a lovely person, but there were some traits about her that were a bit like, she'd be very rude.
Okay.
Like, whenever she's angry about something, her way of dealing with it would be to be very rude to me. So I was always getting that. So I was with her for a while. Then when that one eventually ended, I got with someone else. This person was really nice, but because I was always so used to that rudeness whenever things would go sour, I was always like ready for it. So if things went sour, I'll ready be cold, because I'll be thinking, nah, she's going to say something mad. So I have to, you know, shield myself from it. So I was acting that way towards someone else who was genuinely nice. So because I didn't, you know, heal from that one and get better and become someone else, like, you know, just improve myself, because I didn't do that, when I moved on to the next one, there was some baggage that I dragged over.
So it's almost like she was paying for the mistakes of the previous
one. Exactly. Exactly. Okay. So I think that you should try and get better before you move on. Try and, like, you know, heal from something. Try and improve yourself, you know? That's what I would say.
That's the whole moving on phase, then, kind of thing. I'm talking about, like, just in general, if you're, like, single. Maybe not straight away after. Sorry, how long was the moving on stage, actually?
Do we have to talk about it?
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
I forgot.
But yeah, you forgot. But basically, yeah, it depends how much time you have. I feel I don't know how long you've been single for, but I'm not gonna get information that is not going to be.
I'm a lone wolf out here.
In lone wolf, yeah. It's mad. So for someone like you, who's already been on his own kind of thing anyway, Would you still say that, oh, I need to work on myself? How do you know what to work on?
I'm amazing.
He's amazing.
I'm so sorry. Can I just say something? Just a quick one. You said you went into the new relationship, but do you think that if you didn't go into that new relationship, you wouldn't have been able to see that the problem if that makes sense. So hold on, let me explain myself.
Oh, no,
Do you see what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Because you got into that new relationship and you didn't heal from the last one that like you just said, mm-hmm. but if you didn't just go into that relationship, you wouldn't have been able to analyze what the problem was in the last relationship. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like I'm not saying it's good to always jump into something new, but it was an experience for you and you, now you have an understanding of what happened there and then what you did there, so you know what to do for the next one and you know how to improve yourself for that special person or whoever it is. So exactly. I don't see that situation in particular as a bad thing. I think it was you learning in different situations and you're like, oh, I did this, okay, I reacted this way, blah, 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 and I know what to do now. So
Yeah, I think like naturally, if you can see that, and you know, you say, okay, I have to be more patient, then you know, there's nothing wrong with saying, okay, let me be more patient before I get into something else, so that I can be better for them, you know, for my future somebody.
Yeah,
but you learned a lot about yourself in that relationship.
Yeah.
In both, really. Yeah, but probably in both, more in the second
one. More in the second one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Chloe, did you want to say something?
I feel like just like in life, as like general human beings, whether we're single or not, we should always be striving to improve ourselves. Mm. So even if I know as a single person, there's things that I need to work on. I mean, I'm not all the best timekeeper, like different things. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like you can always, and if someone meets you on that journey towards you improving yourself, and then when you come together, you still are improving together. Do you know what I mean? I think it should always be an exponential going up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like we should still be working on ourselves now. It's a continuous thing. It's not like there's always things to work on.
Mm.
That's what I feel.
Where then is the line between working on things together and trying to change someone immediately? Because I think like you do get relationships where, you know, like I remember secondary school girls, they would always go for the bad boy because they want to change him, they want to bring him to church, they want to do all these things, kind of thing. Like,
it's true.
You'd be surprised,
it's
you know.
True.
You'd be surprised.
They always went for the bad boys. They didn't want to go for us neeks.
Trust me.
They didn't want to go.
And they were always 6 years older and that. Do you know what I mean? I'm thinking, bruv, you finish your degree. Yeah, you're dating GCSE. Anyway, no judgment, but. Yeah, like where is that line drawn between that?
With the Yardies, man.
The Yardies? What?
Love me a good Yardie.
Chloe loved the Yardie them, so Yardies, if you are listening. Yeah, Chloe did.
It's all coming out now.
Wow. Wow.
This is now 2016. Things, people evolve.
Wow.
It's all coming out.
It's all coming out now, boy. The truth. So where's that line drawn?
But do you feel like you should change someone?
No.
No, you shouldn't. But then I guess like if you see certain traits of their character or like that you think, oh, wouldn't it be better if you did this?
Yeah.
Is that being controlling? Because I likewise would want someone to do that for me. Like,
you know, compromise, man. No, but that's what I'm saying. I was in Michael. What Michael's saying exactly. If I had an issue that that my partner didn't like, say we broke up because of it, I'd like for them to tell me now, like, it would actually be better if you had done this, or maybe if you weren't so this, or if you didn't do that. Then I would know that. Oh, rah. So that's the reason. And if it's something that I can change, if it's something that I can like change, and I'm not bothered to change, then
I think it comes down to self-evaluation.
Yeah, but then if it's something that like, wait, I can't change that, like if it's saying like, oh yeah, you don't spend enough time with me, da, da, da. But then I'm like, but I'm working all the time, I'm always doing this, and if it's something that I can't really change, then I'm gonna be like, rah, boy, I'm like, so it's bye.
Bye Felicia.
I think it comes down to self-evaluation, because and having people accountable to you. I mean, like, Michael and Enoch will always tell me when I do something wrong, you know?
Yes, we will. I'm joking, sorry. Like, some love.
I tend to think I'm a funny person, you know? But I make inappropriate jokes, and I know there is a time and place for it, and sometimes I shouldn't say it at all. So, you know? See, Angela's laughing because she knows. Like, sometimes I shouldn't say it at all, but, you know, as long as you should be aware of your flaws, really. So it's all about you trying to fix it. And if you, if you're unaware of it, then people around you, you should have people around you that should be able to tell you how it is all the time. If you don't have those people around you, when you're in a relationship with somebody and you're just, you know, being yourself, you know, no care in the world, and you're making these mistakes in front of other people, you know, it's going to make her look bad as well, you know? Yeah. So, you know, self-evaluation and have people accountable to you. Then you can improve.
Together.
Together, yeah.
So, quick question then. Okay. So, where do you draw the line from trying to change someone? Mm-hmm. So, let's say it's a flaw, okay? Michael picks his nose. He has to stop that. Let's just say.
Please, I don't listen. For the record, I don't.
Michael doesn't. Sure? But I'm just saying. So, let's say there's that, but then it's like they also say, okay, on Tuesdays, Michael always watches football. Why do you like football?
You won't know until you talk to them. Communication is key, you know? I don't think you can really... you have to talk and understand, okay, this is what I don't like, this is what I like, and, you know, compromise.
I think it's one of those things that there's not going to be someone who's, like, the perfect person.
100%.
It's also something that you have to analyse for yourself. Like, is this something I can live with? Is this something I can put up with? Is this trait that's bad in them? Is this something I can just be like, it's just... Let's just say Afro is just making that inappropriate joke again. That's just Afro. Like, we get it.
Yeah, some people, some people can deal with it.
Some
like,
people,
can
it.
Some people definitely can't.
It's throwing shade there. It's throwing shade.
Ooh, some shade.
What shade?
Yeah, shade.
What shade? Ooh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Ooh. Ooh, bit of shade.
Out here, man.
It's one of those things that if you know you can live with it. You have to understand people, it's hard for people to change, especially like now what, all at a certain level. It's hard for you to go to someone and say, can you change all of this that I don't like about you? Change it now kind of thing. You can't do that. It takes people time to change and to like adopt and have a new way of thinking. When you're in a relationship with someone, you have to go with the mind that you have to change certain traits that you have and understand it as well and be like, okay, am I willing to really change myself? If not, it's not going to work. Like, you've already hit like a wall there. So you have to really go into the, like, with the mindset like, yep, I'm gonna try and change things because I can see it gets on your nerves, or I can see that you're irritated by it, and you have to also understand this is what they do. Can I live with it? Is it something that's really gonna grate on me and things like that?
Did you have something to add, Chloe?
Yeah, I was gonna say I agree with Angela, but it's like how much you can bear, because there's some things that some people can't take. But a lot of the time, I think when I find it with more like younger people, when you were younger, that's when you wanted to change people. It was selfish because it was like you're trying to turn them into what you think a good person should be, or what you think a good person is, yeah, what the perfect guy is. But it's like that's just not them sometimes. You have to,
it's not because you always get in an issue when you're young. This is like you both don't even know each other
or yourself
and you're just you're not molded yet. I'm not saying don't get into a relationship, like some people are quite mature for their age, I'm not saying that. So yeah, but you have to always put in perspective age, and I understand when people say that now as well. And plus, thinking about it as like my mum and dad, like my dad is really irritating. Like I sometimes think, I always look at them and I think, how did my dad finesse my mom? My mom is so calm. Like, how did you get her? Like, I don't understand how they put together. And sometimes my dad goes too far where he irritates my mom and she's like, I've had enough, whatever is bugging you, mate, like you just need to cool and chill, because he gets irritated so quickly about little things, and it builds on him, and he just burnt like an old grumpy man, literally. So it's like, it's just basically what you can live with. My mom can live with it, but when my dad's gone too far, she will have to be like, no, you've done the most, like it's too much.
Uncle, I'm not involved. What she said, I'm not involved in that whole conversation.
Can you imagine?
I'm not involved.
not about it.
Not involved. I'm just. When I go back, Uncle, please. I'm not involved. Good for me.
And I think as well, it's love as well is a key factor, because I guess like if you love the person, anything that you want to do for them is for their benefit or for their good. So it's not like I want you to become like this so that I can love you. It's more like I love you. There's this flaw or there's this thing. How about, you know, let's try this. Because I guess when you're trying to mold someone, it's kind of like, I don't really love you until you become more patient, or I don't really love you until you start giving me gifts or you start touching me more or whatever. I don't know. Do you get what I mean? But, you know, I mean, like, it's that kind of thing. Like, you love them regardless of their flaws, and then anything from that is a bonus, is how I see it.
Do you know what? Yeah, I think a lot of people get into, like, they start dating someone straight away, and then that's when they realize, oh, you've got this flaw. I don't like it. I don't like that. I don't like this. But I think, like, if you're friends first, let's say Chloe again. Let's go back to you. Let's say Chloe knows Michael, who's single too. And
keep right now. Just throwing it out there.
Don't be awkward.
Same way.
So let's just say Chloe knows Michael. She's known him. She's been friends with him first. She knows what he likes. She knows what he doesn't like. She knows things about him, basically. And, you know, he knows her. So if you can see him as a friend and then still say that you want to go further, then it's like you've been friends with him. You know what he's like. You're not trying to say, okay, you're not going to get with him and then say, okay, but I want you to change this now. Because as a friend, you've said yes. So I think maybe sometimes just be friends first. You don't need to always rush into things. Yeah. I think a lot of people do that and then they want to start changing things. But if you're friends first and then you say yes, you already know things about them. You've already said, can I deal with this? Can I not deal with this for the rest of my life? So, yeah. So back to what Angelo was saying. You have to know what you can deal with and then go further.
Okay, so if you are just friends, so what's to say, like, you can't really then say stop Michael if someone else comes along like, oh, Michael. You can't, like, he...
Amen. That's how they'll call my name. Michael.
Do you wanna let's go out and have some dinner? Like, basically what I'm saying is that if they are just friends and like, okay, yeah, we're friends, we're cool, like you can just be friends for a bit, but then someone else might come by and then you're just, and then Michael's like, and then he just,
so there's no, you're not exclusive, basically. So you're not exclusive to one another.
Do you know what I mean?
Because you're in the friend zone.
When is that?
That zone is cold, bro.
You're in the friend zone.
Very cold.
That zone is so cold.
Friend zone is like a pit. A pit. It's
mad.
It's a pit.
There's light, but you can't see it. It's actually miles away.
It's miles away.
You're in the well. You're like, it's there.
Yeah, you just have to
I
go
I can see
elsewhere.
It. I know. I feel like I'm there.
Yeah.
You've
been there for a long time. Yeah. Kind of thing.
But yeah, so like,
I took up accommodation there.
If I don't speak live, you have to speak live.
Oh, man. I built a shelter. So what's not stopping Mike from just finding, oh, there's another girl as well. She's nice. So then for him to go walk and be like, yeah, we're friends, innit? And then be like, yeah, I'm going to this one instead. Oh, I think because you're not exclusive.
Your friend zone is what, Angela? Come forth.
Everyone.
Oh my days.
That's all coming out.
Are you hearing?
Plot twist.
I'm Michael's friend, but I've realized that analyzing you, like,
okay, let me just turn away. So, Angela, I friend zone everyone.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, go on. Explain. How so? Let's go.
Names? No? Okay. Let's
no names, no names shall be spoken forth on this podcast.
Right, cool.
Go ahead.
I don't know.
What have you seen?
Yeah. No, but you know this as well, though. We've all said it, that Mike friend zones quite... Don't just put me on the spot. Sorry, you know it as well. Like, in the sense that I just feel like you expect fireworks. Mm. Like, it's all going to go... When you meet this person, it's just like...
It might be more humble.
Yeah, it might be more humble than that.
It might be a more humble beginning.
I don't know. Sometimes I don't feel like you know how to read languages when you're around females. Mm. So you're just like... Oh, they just, that's my homie. That's, yeah, no, it's just, I'm yeah. like, oh, is it? That's yeah. not what I saw. That's not, Shine, did you see that either? No.
Oh, for real?
No, we did not see that, but we won't say anything with you. We won't say anything to you, sorry.
It's true, you know.
Because obviously, if you haven't seen it like that, there's no point. Just, I feel like you need to get woke.
Do you know what it is? I need to get woke. Hashtag woke. I need to get woke. Do you know what it is, yeah? I will say that I'm very, like, guys, I feel like as lads, yeah, we do like to play dumb, though, sometimes when we know girls are feeling
us.
That's
true. Do it as well.
No,
you
have I don't play dumb. No, Kenny, back me up, bro.
I don't play dumb.
Sometimes, no.
It saves feelings being hurt.
Exactly. But likewise, sometimes I actually genuinely don't know when they're doing it. I don't know.
I feel like it's a time waste to play dumb.
Yeah, go on.
I feel like when you play dumb, you go a bit sarcastic.
Okay, yeah.
Like,
yeah, but I know.
Yeah, but then you know. But sometimes I feel like you're.
I genuinely don't know.
See it sometimes.
No, I don't. Like, I call girls like homie and stuff like that, yeah?
Straight away.
But the thing is, to me, if you're my homie, yeah, that's like. We're brethren that like we can even America. It can even get from homie. I feel like homies that were comfortable together. Whereas I was speaking to one girl and she was like, "No, if you call me homie, then that's when I know I'm in the friend zone and that's it, lockdown." But to me, homie is like
from my homie to my lonely only
no, to my only.
Remember from my homie to
what
my
song is that?
One. Is it Dappy?
Homie to lonely.
I don't understand.
From my homie, yeah, yes, one. I don't know one. Yes.
See, Dappy knows what I'm talking about. Dappy knows what I'm talking about, bro.
Dappy knows.
Yeah, so maybe maybe I need to stop friend zoning then.
No, I'm not saying not stop friend zoning. If you're not an interested person, obviously. You're gonna be
but I will say though that I do kind of expect that. Shabam! Yeah. Like this is
yeah,
it.
No.
Yeah, sometimes it's really not.
A bit humble, like Chloe said.
I think we should ask. So, Kenny, my question is for you because
that was just like
no. But just because you've been like in relationships before, like so when you say when you got into them, was there like was it more of a humble beginning? Was it like was there an immediate attraction? Was there that firework or how did it? Because I think a lot of us were a little bit deluded, maybe. Because we're kind of you expect that it's going to be an arrow above their head, like this is the one.
Yeah,
you know
yeah, I mean? That's it.
And that happens for some people, possibly. But
oh man.
Also, can
everyone
I ask
chime
a
in though?
Yeah, can I ask on. A quick question?
Yeah.
So, out of the six of us in this room, who's been in a relationship in the last year?
I'm in a relationship.
Say I. Wait, hold on.
I'm in
no. As in boy and girl. Like, hold on.
Not God.
Say no with God.
Does that not count? How dare you? Sorry. Bring down my relationship with God.
I'm sorry. If I had hoodie, I'd put it on my head. So you're in a relationship with God. Who's been in a relationship with a person on this earth in the last year? Say I.
God is on this earth.
Hey, Enoch, what are you saying?
You know that was only one voice.
Enoch.
Wow. I'm just saying. Anyway, carry on.
Enoch, what are you saying? Okay. Hold on. Enoch, what are you saying?
Enoch.
Someone didn't say
why
something.
Why say my name? There's a bit of respect on my name. Me.
Enoch, what are you saying?
Aye.
Oh, thank God.
Oh!
It isn't just me.
Oh. Enoch.
You didn't tell me.
Yeah, but...
Sorry, Chloe. No.
I'm sorry, Chloe. Sorry, had to find out this way.
Go ahead.
Okay, so just to go over your question, you wanted to know if anything in the past, like when I've been with someone in the past, was it all fireworks or was it more humble?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, one of them, I was friends with her for a long time first, and I was sort of friend zoning her like Michael does for a while. Sorry. I'm not trying to throw shade. Yeah, but then after a while, I sort of just gave in because I thought, why not? She's my friend, sort of thing. That didn't last, obviously. After that, I felt like it was like, you know, fireworks because when I saw her, I thought, oh, she's nice. But it was all like physical, do you know what I mean? I didn't know her before I liked her. So that was all physical.
Mm.
And... you know, you find out later that wasn't fireworks. That was just, you know, something else. But yeah, sometimes it's more humble. Sometimes it could be with someone that's been your friend for ages. Other times it's like, oh, she's nice, you know. Ooh, and then you're just like excited. You're thinking, ooh, this would be nice. But that's it.
Mm.
So it could be anything. I know some people that it has been that like that. It's just been like, oh, I just saw her. And I was just like, yes, she's the one. Like, this is for me. And then they've, you know, been friends and lovers since.
Wow.
Lovers and friends. Wait, no, I'm by myself. All right, cool.
Yeah, no, I would have jumped in on the harmony. But, okay, so it shouldn't be... So we shouldn't expect too much then, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think just be open to anything.
Because
you could be missing something waiting for that firework. Be missing something.
Always looking for the next best thing and not actually appreciating what's in front of you.
You know?
Okay, so I will vow then to
to try and not put girls in the friend zone. I can't vow it, to be honest.
Okay, calm.
So how can I undo it? How can I undo it? Somebody help me. Don't leave me in this dark cloud by myself. Kenny Rants, relationship guru, help me. Help me. Help me.
How can you undo it? I mean...
It's something you can undo.
Yeah, or like, how can I not do it? How can I not?
Just be
aware.
Yeah.
That's it.
Be woke.
Like, what should I be woke to? When she touches my arm, when she laughs at my jokes.
So you know already. Look at you. Look
at you. Answered his own question.
Okay, well, I've answered my own question.
Yeah.
Excellent, cool. Okay, cool, cool, cool. But she touches my arm, you know.
I have a question.
Go on.
So has anyone been in the friend zone themselves?
I Mom's have. Got that membership. I think I live in the friend zone. I lived. I lived in multiple friend zones.
Girl, I got that penthouse suite.
Jeez. Dang,
I got that penthouse suite.
Right, and you know what? Yeah, I even got comfortable. I was like, you know what? Actually, it's not even that bad. The friend zone is.
I'm never comfortable. Me,
I got comfortable. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, you know what? Actually, friend zone. We are now just friends.
I've
You got thrown in there, didn't you? A few months ago, right?
I've been thrown in the friend zone. I've been thrown in the friend
story
zone.
Time, story time.
Oh no, this one we ain't gonna go into this. We're not gonna go into this. Right. But I've been thrown in the friend zone.
Thrown into the friend zone.
It was deep, man. Friend zone is peak when you're the guy as well, because you think like, what, like?
Do you know what the worst is? You know when somebody is, you know when they're playing you, you know they're responding to your jokes, ha ha ha,
yeah.
And
that's just them being nice.
No. And you know when they start the conversations, like you're not even sad, you're sleeping, and then you wake up, you see text, you're like, oh okay, oh how you doing? Oh yeah, I'm good. Da, 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 da. Oh come see me here, come see me there. Oh okay, yeah, I'll come and see, and then stop responding. That's kind of personal, but okay.
That hurts. That's deep, man. Because you're leading me on. Like, stop it. On. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've been in the friend zone.
Oh,
how?
Oh, what? Tell us how.
Yardies, man.
Tell us.
That's the example I'm actually talking about.
Oh my god!
It was the cane rose, the way they stuck out.
Oh yeah. Like,
tell you about it.
You sure?
I think as a girl, kind of thing, you kind of expect the guy to make the first move, so it's so easy to kind of end up in that kind of that friend zone. Because you want them to notice you first. So you just want to be, you know, looking good, you know. But you don't want to, I don't know, you don't want to be too, like, thirsty. So they might never know. It depends how good you are at covering it up. So you hope
that, was a good
that somehow.
Very good.
Why do you have to cover it up?
Because you don't want to be thirsty. You want them to notice you.
But guys prefer that, you know, if you're open.
Really?
We prefer that.
Preach.
Guys prefer when you're open, because even we're scared, like, and to go through the effort of having to approach a girl, you know, it's effort, you know. It's effort. So and then you're not even sure, because you don't want to get rejected.
Mm. No one wants to be rejected.
But it's the same. So it's the same thing from our end.
Yeah.
We're like, we don't want to go out there and be like, look, I like you. Do you know what I mean? And then it's like, you get rejected as well. So it's the same thing. And like, not statistically, but historically, men kind of take that role of pursuing the girl.
Yes.
And when it's the other way around, it's a bit like... head scratch. People don't really.
I live in a world where I want to see everything equally. You know, I want women to be able to approach guys.
I feel like we can feminist now.
I'm not even lying. I would like that. I'm not saying I prefer it, but I would like that. You know, so I don't have to make the move, because it's nerve wracking.
Do you want your girl to propose to you?
Nah, hell no.
Oh, but we want everything equal, do we?
We want equal.
But you want equal, innit?
She can actually, you know what? Yeah, she can propose to me if she wants.
Never.
Wow. Don't just say it. Think about what you're saying. Think about it. Think.
No, seriously. I'm open to the idea.
You'll cry though, isn't it?
You're open.
Would I cry?
Yeah.
I'm an emotional person. I probably would cry.
When she proposes to you?
If she's a... Yeah, why not?
She got down on one knee.
Never.
She got down on one
knee. I commend that effort. Your I don't. And openness.
Yeah, I got nothing to hide, man.
Michael's like soft.
I'm soft. Yeah, that's right. Man's a marshmallow.
I've seen videos on Facebook of girls like proposing to guys in clubs and stuff like that. I'm just like, nah.
Right in a club.
If my girl proposed
to me in a club, I'd get up. Get up now. Let's go.
Oh, so she can do it.
She can't do it in the club.
Not in the club.
That's ridiculous. What are we doing? That's not romantic. In a club.
I'm just supposed
to
do
that. Each to their own. Different strokes. Different folks.
What? Like, Chloe, just going back on what you were saying, I think there's a lot. Like, you don't need to go out and say, I like you. But there's a lot that you can do to let us guys know that when we do try it, you're not going to say no. Sort of thing. Like, just let us know that you like us. That way, we can come through, drop our risky text. And then it's all good.
Yeah. So what kind of stuff could they do?
Like, you know, they could always, they could say nice things. Like, you know, if you're dropping one bar just here and there, they're open to it. Like, they're receptive. They're not just like, no.
I was receptive.
Oh.
Oh, he was.
See, but that...
Okay.
I think that it's good to... let them know that you're interested, not like them, but like, you know what, you show an interest early on and you let them know that, oh, you know what, yeah. So then that way it can kind of be like a yes or no then. Or build upon it, do you know what I mean?
So there's less risk.
So you don't have to say, oh, I like you, but it's kind of like them ones that you can always make sure someone knows that you like them. Like, I could just be to a girl like, oh, I would like to take you out kind of thing. I don't have to say I like her. Like, I like to take her out, or let's spend some time, let's go do this, let's do that. They should know that I like them. And if they know that...
No.
And if they know that and they don't want me to continue, they can be kick off friend zoning.
Yeah,
and if they do notice that and they don't want to go any further, then they can just be like, no, I'm busy. And then I would get the hint.
The thing I was going to say, I hear you. The thing I was going to say, I thought that there are girls that I've taken out, like... we've gone for dinner, we've gone for dates, we've gone to concerts, things like that. Because I thought like actions speak. Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
I thought actions speak louder than words. So I thought if I take you out and that, then, you know, you can see that I'm actually interested. And bear in mind, it's just me and you, you know. It's not like group thing. Oh, do you want to come with the group
to
cinema?
To concert?
Yeah, we went to a concert together.
Whoa, she used you.
Huh?
She used you.
Give me a minute, let me land. So we're doing that, and like following that, I thought, oh yeah, you know, she must know that I like her. But I clocked that girls actually want you to say it. Like, they want you to speak. Like, actions don't always speak louder than words in this example. Yeah, words of affirmation.
But do you know the reason for that, though?
Go on.
It's because, like, you could be doing that with other girls and she doesn't know...
But babe, me and you are going to watch our favourite band. Like,
okay, Michael, you have a lot of female friends. Mm-hmm. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. It's true.
Isn't this out to the whole world, right?
Yeah, no. But like, oh, that's the power of editing.
Yeah,
it's the power of cutting edits.
No, you guys, we can't be editing.
Why not?
Okay, and maybe you guys, I'm sure. You've got a lot of female friends. But yeah, but you might like meet up with them, like you'll meet up with us guys. Mm. And so she might just be thinking, this is what I said, she might just be thinking she's another one of your female friends.
Exactly.
But she's,
you know what I mean?
That's called you friends on everyone, Michael.
But Chloe, hold on. Me and you, we don't go for one-on-ones like, oh, Chloe, do you want to go? Do we? No, we don't.
Didn't we go Ghana together?
Yeah, we did go Ghana together.
Michael and Chloe.
Serving the community.
We were serving the community together. Go ahead, Kenny. Go ahead.
Okay, do you know what Michael was saying about taking her out and she should know? Like, she should know. And then when Chloe's saying that, you know, you should, like, you can say it. Like, you prefer if a guy says it. I think there's one key word, intention. Because, like, okay, I actually heard this from a woman. She was talking about things that she doesn't like in young men. And it was that they don't move with intention. So let's say, okay, I could be one guy and I could be saying, hey, do you want to come to this? Well, I'm going to the cinema. You should come with me. That's cool. And she'll come, but she'll never know if you like her, she'll never know if there's going to be some other people, because you're going anyway. So if she doesn't come, you're still going to go. So it's not like it's, you know, one-on-one time. But if you say, hey, I'm going to the cinema, can you cut? No, or rather, can we go to the cinema, just me and you? That's a bit different, isn't it?
Just me and you.
Yeah, those I would definitely.
That's
I'd be
the
like,
key phrase right there.
Just me and you.
Like, do you know what I mean? You have to let them know that, yeah, I want to take you out or something like. Basically, they know. Girls are not stupid.
Exactly.
Girls know. If they act stupid, then. Yeah.
I mean, you're really dropping the bar there with the me and you. Like, if you don't get it from that, that is you telling them it's just me and you. This isn't an open invite thing where you can tell your sister to come or your best friend because it might be all. Because this is just me and you. If you want it, say yes. If you don't, say no.
What would you guys do? This is just to the guys. Like, are you? Yeah. Do you guys cut to the chase? Because I do. I have no time to waste. I don't really want to. I'm not trying to take a detour. I'm trying to go on the main road. And I'm trying to get to the destination as quick as possible. But I'm telling you, this is my intention.
That's good. I'm more of a meander. I like to look at the view, take it in, just see, look out on the shores, you know, and then just work our way around, and then get to that point where we're like, we're here.
I'm the kind that you're driving, and you know the chase is basically the next left. I indicate, and I chill for a bit, and I indicate, let you know that that's the way I want to go.
Right, okay.
And you know them indecisive drivers that can just say left and then you're like, you know what? No, let me keep going straight. I can basically do that. I've indicated, I haven't gone. I indicate.
You indicate and then you don't go down the road.
No, I could go down the road. I indicate.
But you don't.
But I still have the decision whether I should go that way.
That's stringing her along, bruv.
No, it's not stringing. You're the one that's stringing. How long
is a piece of string?
Swerve. But I'm indicating, letting them know that I'm going to turn left. I want to turn left. But if they say, that's the wrong way, mate, sorry, dead end, keep going straight.
Right.
Okay. Do you know what I mean?
Kenny, what do you do?
Driving her down.
I won't just jump in like straight away. I will, you know, just dip my foot in, see if it's warm. If it's warm, i.e., if I say something and she's open to it, she's, you know, responsive, you know, and she's not like no, or she's not just giving one word answers, and then I drop that risky text. And she's responsive to it. But like when you drop the text, there has to be enough where you can say, oh, but I was just joking. It's just a joke. You know what I mean?
Insurance policy.
Trust me, guys. This is like tips. This is tips. This is how not to get hurt. So you obviously drop the text, but there has to be a joke in it. That way, if she's like, go away, you're like, it's just a joke, you know, chill.
Yeah.
But then if she's like, yeah, then you're like, yes, I'm in. And then you can be like, okay, do you want to go out with me and you? Or do you want to go and eat, like go and get dinner together?
Do you have actual example? Because I might pull out one of mine.
An actual example?
Just quick.
What, you're going to read this text that you sent?
Yeah, it's not that deep. Like, okay. It's just small.
I don't have any on hand.
I don't even know
sure?
if I have.
I don't.
I deleted mine, bro.
Recall?
Yeah, so I deleted mine.
Oh, you deleted it as well.
I'll check it.
Okay. But,
yeah, go on.
So I was going to ask then, yeah, for girls, if a guy has taken you, say a guy, you know, your friends, as we've talked about, you know, you're getting to know one another just as friends. And then he says, let's go to the cinema together, just me and you. Or let's go for dinner, just me and you. Or let's go to a concert, just me and you. Or, and you're having conversations at night, you're talking on the phone, all of that. Okay, not pillow talk, innit? Like, holy, keep it holy. Yeah. But, you know, those deep conversations that happen in the midnight hour. Do you know what I mean? Then, don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about either, because you don't know what I'm talking about. So don't try it. What would you think?
What Kenny said, if he said it's just me and you, that would be alarm bells ringing. I would definitely be like, okay, right.
Just for cinema, but what about for dinner and stuff?
If they said just me and you, because the reason that he said that, I'd be like, why? I'd be like, why did he? You need to question it. Why did he say that? I would definitely know there was intentions.
Not what happened.
screenshot, send to her group chat to
all
of her other girls.
That's right, girl. That's right.
And they start talking.
What does this mean?
And then when you see them, the next time you see them, they look at you and you think you didn't catch them. I caught you. You looking at me? Yeah. Why are you looking at me?
You won't know my business.
Yeah.
Just come smiling.
Guys, screenshots.
Oh yeah, we do. I feel like girls are a bit more recky though.
We do that. We do that.
Not like guys do it. Even photos, phones, and I've seen guys do it all the time. You guys
have you seen anyone's phones here? No one's phones here.
Maybe.
Yeah, just I feel like Angela might have seen mine, boy. But anyway. Okay, cool. So you would see that intention is there. And he had, bear in mind, this time he hasn't said anything to you yet about, oh, I like you, but he's just, you're just.
Yeah, but why would you say just me and you?
Right.
You
know what
I mean?
Okay, if he just
My case is closed.
If he just said dinner,
yeah.
would alarm bells be ringing for you? Mm-hmm. No.
Because now, dinner, lunch, coffee, it's all like, it's so casual.
Yeah, but
so
lunch
casual.
Is casual. Yeah. Lunch is casual. Okay. Dinner's not casual.
But if I was in the area, and I was like, let's go and get a bite to eat. It could be at dinner time. Do you know what I mean? It's casual.
Mm. And after work as well.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah, after work. Okay, yeah. After work. But, you know, let's say it's a Saturday. Oh, do you want to, you know, grab some dinner?
Why are you looking like that?
No, but you could just be hungry.
Yeah.
And you don't want to go on your ones.
That's it.
If he was like, oh, you know, let's go Nando's, I'd be like, oh, okay. I wouldn't think anything of it. Do you know what I mean? That's just so casual.
Whereas if it's like Shard.
Yeah. I'd be like, what?
Shard, would you not take a girl shard?
No way.
For what? What? It's just as just friends.
Actually, I'll probably.
No, like someone that you're interested in, like, but you're not together yet.
No.
This is to be honest. Crazy. I have work your way done there. Something like that before.
And how did it work out?
Should I really be saying this?
Yes.
Man, well, I've really started. No, do you know what? I've done something like that before. I took this person to a place that was very expensive. Mm-hmm. I'm talking hundreds. And because I knew this person liked to do stuff like that, although I hated it. Mm-hmm. But I still did it. And till this day, I regret it so much. I just think, why though? Why did I really need to? Is it like, you know, I would have preferred to do something more intimate. You know?
But what's your, like, when you say intimate, what's your ideal kind of date?
Oh, like, somewhere where there's not a lot of noise around, like, okay, let's say dinner, like somewhere where you can talk and you don't have to shout, you know, a little candle on the table,
my G,
and you know, nothing that's gonna break your pocket too much.
Okay,
but I think for those things you might need to just a tiny bit, just let it touch your pocket, but
okay,
like nothing that will break it. And
I'm sorry,
like just where you can talk to one another. And just leave your phone. Ah, key. Leave your phone somewhere, or put it on silent so that you don't even hear it ringing.
Okay.
So it's just you and that person talking. I think that's really key because everyone wants to, you know, yeah, take a photo of the picture, like a photo of the food. Sorry, because I like to do that. But then afterwards, just keep it away.
But you know, some people like to do them snaps, yeah, where it's like you can see the girl's hand or whatever in the thing. Okay, they do it on purpose, and girls do it with guys. Like it'll be a dimly lit restaurant, and they'll just take.
Oh, yeah. let me show his hand. Oh, that's right. I have company.
Angela, we're looking at you, boy. Oh, anyway, we're looking at Angela. We're looking at Angela.
No, I did not do that.
Okay.
What's you guys' ideal date then, as girls?
Picnic in the park.
Oh, really?
That's yes.
Okay.
No,
I don't
that's
like
nice.
That's boring, man. I want to do like an activity.
Angela, yeah. Boring.
Yeah. I'd want to do an activity. Yeah. You know? Like,
or an activity.
Like,
actually.
Like what?
Yeah. Picnic in the park or something that's activity based. Okay. But it's just you two, like something bonded.
Arcade, you know. Like arcade is live.
Rock climbing.
Arcade is dead.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. But what something that you both enjoy. Do you know what I mean? Something, yeah.
Like what? Like what kind of things?
Go Ape would be good.
Recommend
Go
for Ape. Everyone
I've done
out
it three
there.
Times. It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that.
Tours.
Yeah. What would you recommend? Yeah.
Doctors.
What would you
recommend? Doctors.
What's that?
When you do the tour on the like the doctors in London, like a tour bus, but
oh the docks. Well. Oh okay. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Ride, and then you go on shore as well. So it goes in the river and then you come on.
Nice. No.
Wait. It's
some of us ain't going on dates like you.
In the river and
I've
comes
done
out.
It in Miami before. I mean, my mom made us do it when we came to London. So you drive around like tourist areas in London, and then you go into the River Thames.
Nice.
Oh yeah, it's the car that turns into a boat. Yeah, no, it's, I mean, it's just
oh,
got
really?
A thing. It just
serious.
You drive down and then. Yeah.
That's a nice date. There you go. A bike ride.
I don't mind doing that.
Yeah. And then you, I mean, you can you know, get off the bikes in the park, have a little chat, mm-hmm. yeah. you know, and then okay. a little bit of adventure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's sweet.
That's really nice. So bonded.
So what else is there? Jumping jacks, but bring a change of clothes.
What's jumping jacks? Is that like a trampoline?
Yeah. Trampoline okay. thing. Yeah, no, but it's, but come on.
It's fun though.
It's fun.
Yeah.
That's a workout.
Yeah, it is a workout.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's good, Jim.
Netflix and chill. I'm joking. No Netflix and chill, boy.
He said it.
I mean, boy.
I just think anything, it doesn't matter the cost of it, anything that's been put with thought into it. Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
And then you get a chance to talk to each other. Yeah. And you get to know each other. Because that's the thing, that's the problem with the cinema, is that, like, if you're trying to get to know each other, cinema's not the place to do that.
Yeah.
Unless you go out again.
Yeah, unless you're going to make a day of it.
Discuss what you've watched. I mean, even just taking a walk.
Yeah.
I'm literally just taking a walk. I don't, people always think that you have to spend so much money. Like, no, you don't. And I hate it when men think that girls need to, like, oh, it's such cash loss. No, it's not. Like, the simplest things are fine. Honestly, taking a walk is fine.
Wait, aren't you?
And you're just talking.
Sorry, aren't you the gift receiver in this?
This result. Can I just say that it was one of the three? So yeah, it was one of the three. Quality time and words of affirmation were the, and then gift giving. But yeah, no, but it can still be a small gift. It doesn't have to be like, I'm not asking for diamonds. I can get my own diamonds, honestly. That's my
independent girl. They need no man.
That's my style, girl. If you're giving me anything, it's in addition to what I already have. That's just the truth.
Wow.
That's how you have to think about it.
You got your own money.
That's it.
Wow.
That's it. Yeah, so yeah, it's just always thinking about the little things, and that's it. And just things that you think that, oh, shoot, like, you've put thought into it. That's what really counts. Like, that's what you like, rah. In your head, even you be like, oh, and then that's when they'll go to the group WhatsApp. Guess what he did? You will not believe it. Screenshot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, yeah, it's always little things that matter. Trust me.
Cool. Okay.
So, remember that.
Also, just to pick up, it's a bit random, about what you just said, about, you know, going to the group and telling them what happened. Do you feel like people need to know your business?
No, I tell
my boys, but nobody else is gonna know. I don't feel the need to tell everybody, people that I don't know, about, oh, this is the girl I'm with, we're going here, we're going there. That's all a bunch of nonsense.
Why?
Attention seeking fools.
They just
want everybody to know their information.
Much, but I don't feel like you need to tell everybody.
Inappropriate again. Here we go, me.
We've hit a soft spot.
Okay. What about, like, putting them up on Insta all the time?
No.
Nope, I would never do that. Not even once.
Not
ever.
Even once.
Not until it's official.
Not even not official.
Until, because I'm not trying to
make it. What is it? Define official, sorry.
Okay, so we are in a relationship. Yeah. Okay. I mean, we both, because sometimes people, they just get together and, we're seeing how it goes.
Yeah.
And then you've seen how it goes for 2 years. And then it happens. Do you know what I mean?
So,
and then I'm not trying to... Yeah.
I feel like sometimes social media can kind of, like, it can ruin the relationship sometimes a little bit, you know, because there are some couples who are out there just really posting everything, date night, we do this. They've, you know, people are now even doing YouTube series of their relationships and stuff like that. Yeah. And you're literally buying into it. And then when they break up, you're thinking,
there was one Alodo that put on YouTube, oh, we broke up. I said, you're a fool. You see, you together with this girl for years, and now you're doing a video as to why you broke up.
But can
why
I were you watching something? That the video? Is, yeah,
I wasn't watching it. It just came up on my recommended.
I don't agree with them sharing it, but you have to understand, it's not like they got into a relationship for them to break up.
Yeah.
You have to understand that, first of all, like, I understand that. Like, I'm not for them sharing it. I'm not, like, always about that sharing it. But obviously, they didn't get in a relationship to break up.
So tell me why you wouldn't put even one picture up.
I don't feel the need to.
But the same way,
if it's your girl,
if she asked, if she said, or if she, okay, she's not ever gonna ask, but if she alluded to it, or if she did it, then I might do one and that's it. But if I didn't have to, I won't. And it's not because I don't want to show off my girl. I will show off my woman, you know, like I want her to be a star at all times, but not to randoms, not to strangers that I don't know. No, never.
Like, even my Snapchat. My Snapchat is, like, the only people that follow me on Snapchat are my friends and my family. That's it. And I mean my friends, the people I know. Mm. They will know. Mm. They will see it. No one else is going to see it.
Oh. Well, I'm not on your Snapchat.
Awkward. So, like, so Kenny, like, it's actually interesting that you asked that because, I mean, social media, mm-hmm. like, obviously, okay, girls, so if I, so we're in a relationship, right? We've like, yeah, you're my girl, I'm your man, or you're my woman, I'm your man. In fact, let me just say girl, I'm man, because
not in this world,
to be honest. So you post like just like a photo of me on Snap or something, or even Instagram or whatever, like, oh yeah. Not even like anything, just probably like one, like a blue love heart or a red one or whatever. Just simple. If just one, and then simple, like, yeah, you post a photo of me. Get off your phone, then.
Sorry, go ahead.
You post a photo of me on your Snap, yeah. Instagram, whatever, and then. But then I've never done it for you. I've never posted a single photo of you. How would you feel? Like, would that get to you or not?
I've had this conversation with my friend and I said, I think it depends on, everyone is different with their social media.
It's true.
Because you get some, like, I will share, but I don't really post pictures of myself a lot on, say, like Facebook or Instagram now, yeah. and again. But then you get those people that they will post every day a selfie or something like that. If you're constantly posting pictures and in a relationship, I would expect that to... But if you don't post, post often, I probably wouldn't be that, because I'm like, oh, he doesn't really use it anyway. So it doesn't really, yeah. just because we're in a relationship, I wouldn't be like, oh, you don't really use your social media. Please, so, now go and put a picture.
So, but now, what if I didn't post one of you, but then I posted one of another female friend at some point? I
said, wow, oh. You're digging yourself a grave.
No, exactly. Yeah, I'm just trying to get some answers out here. I'm just trying to put some scenarios out there.
Scenarios. Yeah. Ooh. Oh wow, okay. Alright, okay.
So if like, so yeah, I post a female friend up and then, oh, now it's getting interesting, isn't it? Because you're like, oh, so you posted one of them, but then to be fair, I've known this friend a bit longer than,
right,
you know what I mean, than I've known you or whatever.
Yeah. He's asking for advice,
that's
basically.
That's what I'm about to say. I feel like this one was coming from a personal advice. Place, like, for real. Okay.
I'm not asking for advice now.
Okay, no, but you're just trying to get perspective.
Yeah, I'm just trying to put scenarios out there. Scenarios.
Yeah. Well, it depends. Have you guys been... I think it depends on a number of factors. Has said person and other said
it's
person.
It's me and you, babe. It's me.
Okay,
and you.
Okay, yeah. Have you, like, how long have you been in a relationship?
Well, we've been in a relationship for a minute, not a minute, but a minute and 2 minutes.
Okay, so a long time.
Not a long time.
Okay.
Just
and what did you when you post? Minutes. Did you post something else? But the I need to know the context. Like the
just
person that
you're
posted.
Just posted. No, like. Just you post like the same way, like I said, if you posted a photo of me,
yeah,
with a love heart or whatever,
yeah,
that's cool, mm-hmm. it's done. But then I've never posted a photo of you at all. But I do use Instagram, I do use Snapchat, but not as often. But then next thing you know, I post a photo of like a female friend, and I still haven't posted a photo of you.
I think you're playing with fire. Because if you're doing it because you just don't do it in general, that's fair enough. But if you don't do it of her and she's been doing it for you and then you post of someone else, stress.
You're digging yourself a grave, boy. You bought her the shovel.
You bought her the shovel.
Right, that's the easiest argument, and I'm digging, ever to win. Yeah.
What she's gonna think, why hasn't she, like, why haven't you posted one? And what is it, why are you posting a love heart of this other girl when
no,
you're
not
in
a
relationship?
Love heart, just you're posting a photo, but you've never posted one of your own girl.
She's gonna get jealous. She'll be like, why is he posting? I'm his girl. Post one of me.
And if you're willing to share your food on Instagram and Snapchat and stuff, like, how much more your woman? Do you know what I mean? Like, what are you trying to hide? I think sometimes, I guess that there is that point of being, you know,
keeping your private life private rather than putting everything on social media. But then at the same time, if you're not wanting to put it on because you don't feel confident that the relationship is going to last, then that's a bit... You need to think about the relationship. Yeah, because I think some people feel like when they put things on social media, people get... It's too much attention on it, and then there's too much expectation. Yeah, you know, with social media thing, everything is instant. Yeah. So it's like date night tomorrow... Oh, we're expecting 6 months there should be a ring coming. That's do you get what I mean? And it's like, your audience and your followers are thinking, well, it's been 3 years now. It's been 3 years now and we haven't seen anything. So I think
it's true.
That can be an issue.
Did you guys see that tweet? All you guys want to be getting into a relationship on social media and showing everybody. So when you break up, you must announce it to all of us.
Yes, I saw that. We're part of the board meeting or something.
We're part of the board meeting.
That's a funny thing. See, that's not the thing. Like, that's not the thing. Because obviously, like, I was with my friend yesterday and I was posting up a couple of Snapchats of her. But it doesn't mean that we're in a relationship.
No, yeah.
I feel like I'll be shut up.
Yeah, turn up.
Shut up. Okay. gonna
finish
you.
Yeah, but
no one's finishing me.
Can I tell you an example?
No one's finishing me.
Wow.
So basically, yeah. It doesn't mean.
Even like, Fuller said
it doesn't mean that you're in a relationship with that person. If you post them up on Snapchat or Instagram, Snapchat is fine, isn't it? Snapchat's fine, isn't it? You can't just post anyone. Insta,
I think like, people still think now, though. Huh? People still like always look and be like,
Yeah, they look and they're like,
Bro, I'm not gonna expose you on the podcast. We'll do this off air, innit?
We'll talk about talks off air. You guys will even be surprised. Don't try to come for me. Anyways, yeah. All I'm saying is that you can post a photo up on Snapchat. It don't mean anything. Like, so when Mike says that, you post something up, everyone's going to be expecting you to be together. I feel like that's not always the case. Like, you can still post something up and it could be like, some of them don't even bother. People don't bother, you know.
I know personally, if I see someone put up a picture and it's just them and enough and like person of the opposite sex, I'll be thinking, okay, something's going on. Must be. Do you know what I mean? And then, when you find out, when they break up, yeah, you scroll down their Instagram timeline and feed, yeah, and you see that all the pictures are deleted or whatever, or you see that they're not on Snap as much. Like, it's weird. Like, even randomly, Reggie Yates on Snapchat, him and his girl always used to be there. Suddenly, she was out of, she wasn't on Snapchat. Exactly. Do you know what's so weird? I have a friend who contacted the girl. She was like, oh, babe, is everything all right on Twitter or something like that? And she was like, yeah, we broke up. And that was purely because she stopped seeing her in his Snapchats. See, that's weird.
That's weird. All of that's
with him,
weird.
No, but that's the thing. With him and his girl, it was a daily thing. He kept posting up. But I'm talking about one post.
Oh yeah, no. If it's just one post, like
you bought yourself the rope, bro.
You
bought yourself the rope, bro.
What have you done? I feel like Enoch's done something, but anyway, go on.
You bought yourself the rope, bro. You're hanging yourself.
I'm a good person.
We all know you're a good person, but good people do finish things as well.
That's true.
I haven't done anything foolish. I promise you.
I feel like if it's that one post, just let it be a guy then. Why does that have to be?
Wow.
It's just stressful.
Yeah. I feel like when you're in a relationship, you need to put clear labels on things. So, like, you know, if I was in a relationship with someone and then I posted a picture of Kenny, I'd be like, oh, happy birthday to my brother, Kenny. You know? Do you know what I mean? So people are like, oh, okay. Do you know what I mean? Because sometimes there's a bit of ambiguity around,
What if brother, what if you said best friend now?
Yeah, best. No, but if
even best friends a bit too deep.
Yeah, sometimes it's like,
you know.
At least, you know, with brother, sometimes people.
What did we say was the word for friend zone? Homie. Yeah.
No, it's not the word for friend zone.
That's
guys.
Not the word.
No, I would defend homie, man. I like homie. Homie means you my homie. You know.
To my only number one.
Go on, say it again. Say it again. Say it again, Chloe. Say it on the mic.
That's why you're still single.
Wow. My own friend has finished me. All right, you know what? Bye. No, bye.
You know what?
Bye.
No. You know what, though, Michael? One person in the past, I called her homie. I liked her.
Yeah.
Nothing happened, but I called her homie. And then in the future,
So time had passed. And then I found out she liked me too, but she didn't think that I liked her because I called her homie.
That's so weird.
You see?
So that's so
she
weird.
I was friend zoning her. When deep down, I really liked her.
You like her, yeah.
I really liked her, but I was moving. I was just doing guys.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? So,
okay, so maybe I need to stop the homie thing. Okay, Rob, wait. My head. Okay, fair. Point taken then. And sis as well is another one.
Sister.
When you're calling, oh, hey, sis.
If you ever call me,
love that one.
Huh? Yeah, they do. No, but then she's your sister in Christ, isn't it? Like, we're sisters. We're not sisters in Christ. My brother and sister in Christ. You know what I mean? Until you get. No, that is that not flying? Okay.
Call me your brother. I'm in friend zone. And I'll be like, okay, I'm in friend zone. And then I'll leave.
That's it.
I'll leave. Find another friend zone to find.
Find another friend zone to find.
To be honest.
One of my friends actually wrote a song called Friend Zone. Her name's Tashada Murray. I think we should listen to it.
You know what? That is such a good idea.
Sweet. So this is Tashada Murray with Friend Zone.
You want a kiss, you get a nudge. Looking for a sweet boy, you find a thug. Fighting back feelings, you want to love. Try to make this known, but nothing's done. You want a kiss, you get a nudge. Looking for a sweet boy, you find a thug. Fighting back feelings, you want to love. Try to make this known, but nothing's done.
Ladies, let me ask a question real quick. Have you ever spent a day getting your hair fixed? Mixed with a couple hours shopping away. Ripped jeans to match the Jordans that you're rocking today. Showstopping is all you ever aim for. Meeting with a friend, but you clearly wanna be more. However, not fully sure that he feels the same. You just wanna make him glad that he came. Hey.
And every time that he smiles, your knees go weak for a while. But deep down, clearly you know that's as far as it will go. He's never seen you in this.
Getting real impatient, everybody knows, but you don't want to be bait, and the possibilities won't stop running through your head, so you're thinking you'll tell him instead. A quick text to state how you're feeling. You've got butterflies, but you're feeling mighty keen, so you send your pending. He replies, I just want to be friends. And every time that he smiles, your knees go weak for a while, but deep down feeling his love, that's as far as he'll go. He's never seen you in this.
Fighting back feelings, you wanna love. Try to make this known, but nothing's done.